We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Phony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Kyrie Irving.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser.
Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell,
because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
And I think one man.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year,
Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
The Boston Athletic Association, with our input and support, has determined that the traditional one-day running of the 124th Boston Marathon is not feasible this year for public health reasons. There's no way to hold this usual race format without bringing large numbers of people into close proximity. And while our goal and our hope was to make progress in containing the virus and recovering our economy, this kind of event would not be responsible or realistic on September 14th or any time this year.
I've talked to local leaders in Massachusetts about this. I've talked to our own folks about it. And it basically said that if people choose to protest, you know, we need to make sure they have the ability to do that. We hope people protest peacefully, but honestly, it's a moment like that, an event like that. I can't imagine why people wouldn't want to get out in the streets and make a point about it.
You get an opportunity to move away from an environment that brought you down. You get away, you be successful, you get a job, your life starts turning in the right direction. You stumble a little bit again, it's not worth your life though.
Right, that's it.
You stumble a little bit again, and you end up on the ground with a knee in your neck. Screaming your mama's name, screaming your kid's name, going to the bathroom on yourself. Imagine if he was white. Ponder that for a minute. Imagine if he was white.
Hour four, Mark James here, WEI. At the end there, that last gentleman you heard, Steven Jackson, former NBA player, spent 14 years in the NBA, won a title with the Spurs, played with the Pacers, was involved with Ron Artest and Jermaine O'Neal with the Malice at the Palace at Auburn Hills, that the worst incident in probably sports history between fans and athletes. But he grew up with George Floyd in Texas, knew him very well, very well. So, obviously, he has a personal connection to George Floyd, having, you know, grew up with him, called him his twin. And there's a lot of people that, you know, want to chime in on this. 617-779-7937. Yeah, it's like, if you want to, like, here's another thing on the text line. You want to come at me with lead singers replacing guys and the band still stayed great, fine. You're not going to Johnny Van Zant me. Like, even if he's doing it in the memory of his older brother, he's nowhere near his older brother. You know, Eddie Bird was Larry Bird's brother. Doesn't mean, you know, he could play basketball as good as Larry Bird. And Johnny Van Zant couldn't sing anywhere near as good as Ronnie Van Zant. So, stop it. I mean, stop it. I'll give you Sammy Hagar. I'll give you Brian Johnson with Van Halen and AC/DC, but You're not gonna Johnny Van Zant me. No way. I would never go see Lynyrd Skynyrd because the guy is no longer there. The man himself, Ronnie Van Zant, that was the guy. He was Mr. Lynyrd Skynyrd. So that's all I'm saying. Let's go to James in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, James. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Just not too bad. I just wanted to say a few things. I'm a Spanish guy. I live in New Hampshire, grew up in New Hampshire. I've had maybe one person call me, you know, a name.
Yeah.
And I happen to be really good friends with them. I spent many of Christmases with them. And, you know, I think that people need to understand that sometimes people say things and do things out of anger and they don't necessarily mean those things. And I think that, you know, you say we haven't changed, nothing's really changed, but things have changed, and change doesn't happen overnight.
James, actually, you know what has changed is this. Here's what's what I'm saying is this. What the race relations, which were horrific back in the early 90s, especially out in L.A., between law enforcement and the killing of, innocent African-Americans has gotten worse. So that's the change that's happened. It's actually gotten worse.
Well, I think if you look at it through a broad spectrum.
Oh, I am looking at it through a very broad spectrum.
Well, it's more of a police versus civilian issue. Police do this to all races. I think they do it to more, like the other guy that called in and said it's a social economic issue. It doesn't matter. If I pull up next to a guy that's in a Lamborghini, but he's black, and I pull up next to him and I have a crap box and I look like I'm poor, and you mean they're not going to search me first? Even if you were white. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is I think it's more of the police protecting others. I mean, I've had police brutality, but also George Floyd. And from what I've read in the document where they arrested the police officer, it said that George Floyd, and don't get me wrong, the officer deserves whatever he gets. He was wrong 1,000,000%. But George Floyd also stiffened up and didn't want to get cuffed.
But it's no reason for him to die, James. You're not getting it.
I 100% get that. That's why I said the officer deserves what he gets, 100%. But what I'm saying is two wrongs don't make a right. If George Floyd had not done that and just went in the car, would that have happened? I don't know.
Well, that's a question no one can answer. Hey, we had this yesterday. We had a text during the show yesterday. And from a different number today, listen to this stuff. How about this? Let's see here. We're getting so many texts in at once. Oh, here we go. Same thing as we got yesterday. George Floyd should have never committed a crime and none of this would have happened. That guy. That's what I'm saying. That's when I tell you nothing has changed in this country in 30 years. Bingo. There you go. Case in point. Nothing's changed.
But that texter is the anomaly, no?
I hope so. I don't know. I'd like to think he's the anomaly. I'm not sure.
Because 99.9% of people would disagree with that statement.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if the guy didn't have a $20 counterfeit bill, allegedly, then, yeah, you wouldn't have been killed. Oh, okay. Oh, sure. Tim is up next in California.
Tim. Hey, Mark, thanks. Yep. Can you hear me, Mark?
Sure.
I'm sorry about that.
Yep.
Hey, I'm a big fan of always moving forward in problems. Instead of looking for blame or blaming parties or what have you, let's take a look at how we move forward from this. I spent 8 years in the United States Marine Corps. And during my time in country, we came up with operations to eliminate the enemy. In this country here, in my opinion, I'm a white male. What pisses me off more than anything is that we still got Nazis running loose in this country. I don't understand why we allow, and, you know, the freedom of speech and all that, I think it should, you know, we all have that right. But these groups are preaching hate left and right. And a lot of the troublemakers that were in these protests, I guarantee you they've got some kind of supremacist origins that sent them out there to begin the problems. So in my opinion, yes, and it's almost a police state martial law situation. Why are we not eliminating the freaking Nazis that are still running loose in this country?
Well, who's running loose in this country?
They have camps. They have militia groups. They have online. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Why are
I don't? That's why I'm asking you. I'm unaware of these because I don't have anything to do with them, and I didn't know they still exist. Are there still racists and white supremacists? Yeah, I knew that. I don't know there are Nazis still existing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I'm using that as kind of vernacular, if you will. But
okay.
At the end of the day, they're preaching hate against my fellow man. When I was in the military, it was either a light Marine or dark Marine. There was no black and white. They never taught us a difference between color. At the end of the day, this country is a melting pot. We are, unless you're descended from Chief Red Cloud, you don't have the right to say a black man shouldn't be here or a white man shouldn't be here. We all need to learn to get along. I hate to say, but Rodney King was correct.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
Tim, that's my point, right? Like, and that's my point. And you, what part of California you live in?
Northern California.
Okay.
I live just outside of Yosemite.
If you watch, and if you've ever seen it, there's a documentary called LA 92 on Netflix right now. It's done by National Geographic. Watch that documentary, and then look at the news right now, and you'll see that. Oh my God, this is what's going on right now. It's even worse than it was back then. Back then, it was just LA. Now it's the whole country.
Right.
So that's my issue. That it's just, yeah, I'm serious. Like, you listen, you could still be a great country, but it's a racist country. It just is. I don't know why. When people are getting killed for no reason, it doesn't make sense. Jesse in New Bedford. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I just want to talk about a couple things. One, I mean, do what happened to George, it's horrible. It's horrible. I only could watch for about 10 seconds. I just think now we need to just, we can't, I think a caller, a couple calls before you, he was talking about the economic. I think more nowadays, the mainstream media and other media outlets, they try to put out this racial. And I think they're trying to divert everybody's attention from, it's more now, it's not about black and white. The only color that matters is green. Rich and poor. I'm from New Bedford, Massachusetts, and I live in, this is pretty much, I mean, a poor city. And I'm white. There's blacks. There's Hispanics. I mean, we're all poor. And from what I see with my eyes, is poor people, not blacks, not whites. They're the ones who get harassed. We're the ones that are getting held down with the economics. And if you're married to this person or you came from this family, I know it's you got to fight for you got to fight for yourself. You make what your life is. You got to do self accountability. Of that too, and I just wanted to bring that up. That I think more now than ever, it's got to do with green, not black and white. And then you got these groups out there like Antifa,
yeah,
and they're riling everybody up, And I not much has changed in 30 years, but I mean we got to keep pushing forward because if we give up, then what?
No, you don't give up, Jesse. I'm trying to ascertain why, like, the world is in a worse situation than it was back in 1992, nearly 30 years ago. That's the issue. That the same thing is still happening. It's even worse now. Where back then, it was L.A. upset about L.A., which you understood, like, okay, they were, that happened there and it was isolated. It didn't happen anywhere else. And you're like, wow, thank God that's not happening. And it's like, now it's happening everywhere. It hasn't happened in Boston, knock on wood. There's hopefully a peaceful protest, which is organized tonight starting at 6:30 in Roxbury. And hopefully it'll stay peaceful. But you don't want that. I mean, last night, look at the news. Philly, Portland, Seattle, Tampa, Atlanta, D.C.,
I think there's an underlying issue here somewhere. I just think it really is a lot of it. It's like these people who are running everything, whether it's a black congressman, a white congressman, a Republican, Democrat, it don't matter. I'm an independent. If you're a good person, you're a good person. I just think that they're pushing this racial. It's about white. It's about black. I think, honestly, they're really trying to divert everybody's attention from the rich is gone so far. There's so much of a gap now between rich and poor. It's incredible how big the gap is now. And I think really they really try to just get our attention away from the bigger issue of, like, I've never seen a rich man steal. I've never, you know what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, it happens on Wall Street. They're called white collar crimes. It happens on Wall Street, and they go to serve for inside trading or you know what I mean? If you're talking about, yeah, in a grocery store, probably not, but they, you know, it happens. Oh, don't worry. Happens with people try to steal billions and billions of dollars. Bernie Madoff. The guy, Nevin Shapiro. They do. They just do it in a much more calculated, cerebral way. But it happens. It happens. Don't they? People do things because they can at the end, or they think that they can get away with it, really. That's why. Joseph is up in Salem, Mass. Was up next, Joseph. Joseph, do you live in Salem?
Hello.
Yeah, do you live in Salem?
No, I'm from Bedford, Mass.
Oh, okay. All right, I didn't know. Okay, because it says Salem. Never mind. Okay, continue.
Okay, you had mentioned first of all, thank you for taking my phone call.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that nothing has changed. Let me tell you why. This has been going on for decades. This is not the first African American to be killed by police. This has been going on for decades. And you know what the problem is? The leadership today that was back then is still here today. The leadership decades ago is still leading this country. That's why nothing changes. They haven't changed nothing decades ago, so why should they change it now? Our leadership in this country has let the American people down. This has been going on for decades. And the leadership back then is still here today. That's why nothing changes. Every four years, America has a chance to change the leadership. But what happens? They keep voting the same people back.
Well, they didn't for two terms with Obama. He was the first African American president.
And what did? Okay, all right, we did that. But I'm saying locally.
Oh.
I'm saying congressmen that have been there for 30 years.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You have people that haven't changed policies back then. Why would they change those policies today?
I don't know.
People got to get out and vote and get these people out. They got to get these people. Then maybe we will have some change. Until then, the people that were voted in decades ago are still here today, and they're going to keep the policies that they voted on decades ago. Nothing will change.
Got it, Joseph. Got it. He liked the word decades. He was a big fan of that word. But yeah, I get it. You meant locally. I thought you were talking about nationally. As I said, no, it's okay. You know, there's some things that have changed nationally over the course of the last 20 years, right? 2008 through 2016. I mean, that was a change. That was certainly something that probably nobody could have ever predicted. So that changed. But you're talking about locally, and yeah. People can hold on to the mayorship for 20 years. And yeah, I understand what you're saying there locally. Yeah. Cancel the Boston Marathon 3.5 months before it was supposed to take place. Yeah. I get that. Yeah. Blame it on the Boston Athletic Association. Yeah. Yeah. Tim and Natick. I'm next.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
You know, I don't like the generalization that, you know, nothing's changed in 20 years, because it's
well, things
not,
have changed, Tim, but it's then you could also make the argument that things have gotten worse too.
But they only get worse when we choose to let it become worse. I truly have yet to really hear someone not denounce what the officer did. Like, usually there's a divide. You get some people sticking up for the police officer, some people sticking, you know, on both sides, and there's this big divide. No one is saying what the police officer did after he's in handcuffs is morally just, is accurate. It's a crime. He killed the man, 100%. I still have yet to hear someone try and come up with the reason after he's in handcuffs to do what he did. And this country is not a racist country. There's no way we would have, as you just pointed out, elected a black president with a Muslim name for two terms.
Well, Tim, that was an anomaly. But there's still racism is prevalent.
There's always going to be racism. Always. I personally have talked to black men and black women who are racist against white people. But it's never spoken about. I get it. It's a minority group of people that are racist. It really is. But when it happens, it makes such big news because it's not how society should act.
Unfortunately, Tim, I think it's still as prevalent as ever.
It's prevalent because it's newsworthy. There are still more white people that are killed by police than black people. There are still more Hispanics and Asians that are killed by police than black people. It's just what is going to get the clicks? Why does it have to be a violent protest? Why can't there be thousands of people marching in the street peacefully, chanting whatever you want? Why does it have to be violence?
Tim, you've seen the news the last few nights. You tell me.
Because I saw on the news the other day, and this is the type of thing that gives me hope, where police officers are being attacked, and there's a group of African Americans putting themselves in harm's way to protect the police officers, trying to stop everybody else. This isn't the way. Police officers in New York getting bricks thrown at their faces, completely losing all of their teeth for being a police officer. It's incredibly mind-blowing. You have white kids throwing things at police cars, doing things to police cars. For what reason, I have no idea. The black people that were around there actually were yelling and denouncing. This was in Chicago, denouncing it because the black guys are going to get blamed is how they feel. And then you have all these other people around doing these things.
Well, Tim, you make a lot of valid points. The one thing I will say, with all the tension of the pandemic, you have 40 million Americans unemployed. That's at an all-time high. And then what happened this week with George Floyd, killing of a black man, it's created the perfect storm. And I will say this, that somebody, the government, the government had better need to get this under control, and change needs to occur. And this thing needs to be completely in some way addressed. And then hopefully changes will be made in the right direction. Okay. Because for me, it's going to continue. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I don't want to turn on the news. Tonight, I'd like to watch something that's not the news. For the last three nights, I've never in my life watched CNN more than I have the last few nights, literally. And I think their reporters out in the field putting themselves in harm's way, along with their photographers, producers, have done a great job, as well as the ones on Fox News Channel. They've done a really great job describing and depicting everything that's going on. Omar Jimenez, I think Manuel Marquez, they've all of them have done an amazing job out there in the field and letting us see what the hell is going on right now. But it's scary. It's scary. I just hope and pray tonight everything stays peaceful in Boston. So if you're going to go march tonight at 6:30 at Nubian Square in Roxbury, I hope, please do it. Show the world. Let's show the world when people like Michael Che, who love to throw Boston as this epicenter of racism under the bus from Saturday Night Live, and who the hell watches Saturday Night Live anymore anyway, but let's show the world. Let's do it the right way tonight. That's what I hope for, and I ask, and I beg and plead for everybody to do. Let's show the world an example on don't do it like New York City. Don't do it like L.A., don't do it like Minneapolis and Seattle and Portland and D.C. or Chicago, Miami. Do it like Boston. Let's do something and show the world how it should be done. The governor himself said people's voices should be heard. Let's just do it in a way where don't be rioting, don't be looting and doing things where you're causing more harm to your local economy and where you live than anything. You know, if it's not like you're going to a different city unless you're somebody that's hired to go to a different city and start this stuff. But you're not going into, you're doing it in your own backyard. You know what I mean? Would you do that in your own house? You know, why do you want that to happen here? I mean, the people in LA last night, I mean, my God, that's shameful what they did. I mean, they were doing it in a really nice part of LA. So it was, you know, that was spreading and they were getting into, you know, and they weren't doing this in South Central. They weren't doing this, near Compton. I mean, this was in a really, and so now they're starting to show, oh yeah, we're coming out your way. We're doing it. All right. 617-779-7937. I got to get this one in before we get to trending real quick. No, we'll wait. Sky has a comment on my lead singer comment. We'll get to Dan and Brock that wants to chime in on that. I mean, there's been some bands that have done it. I just, you're not going to Johnny Van Zant me. Sorry. That's where the buck stops on that one. You're not going to do that. All right. Now it's time for trending.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance?
All right. 12:36. Don't forget Brian Barrett coming up. You can also follow me on Instagram. I don't know if I told you that. My neglected account. Help me out. Help a brother out. Mark James Talk. M-A-R-C James Talk. It's a neglected account. I haven't posted in 3 years. So feel free to chime in. Yeah. By the way, it doesn't. Well, I still don't think it takes 15 hours to get down to Atlanta from here, from Boston. Well, you do have to go 84 down to 91. I don't think it takes that long just to be like, I don't know, unless you stop a bunch of places. So, but he did make the drive. So kudos to Jaylen Brown. And he went down there and he participated with Malcolm Brogdon of the Pacers. So, that's a pretty cool thing. Tobias Harris did it as well from the Sixers. Peaceful protests, hopefully the people tonight in Boston will do the same thing and they will do it peacefully. That's what you hope. I don't want to turn on Fox News Channel or CNN tonight and see Boston and see people going, bat bleep crazy. I don't want that. I just don't want to happen. The guy with the lead singer. Oh, what happened? Come on, man. I was just about to, you got to be kidding me. Frank in Somerville. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
My question to you, Mark, is that if you're within viewing distance of what occurred there in Minnesota, how many minutes would it take you to get over there and to grab that cop and pull him off of that victim?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Well, like a pedestrian, I don't think
you're witnessing a murder.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, Frank. I'm not in a position to do that. If I was a cop, it would have been right away. Right away.
And because you're not a cop, you see a murder happening.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. At the time, you see him being restrained. You don't know, and then you don't know what's going on. But if you're watching it, I would go up to him, yell him, get off him, get off him, get off him. You know, you could do that.
I mean, nine minutes, he's cuffed. And, whoever took the video presumably is, within 10 feet. I'm guessing it was audio. I mean.
Yeah, but Frank, let me ask you this. It's not a pedestrian's job to police the police. The police should police the police.
Well, when the police don't police the police, then what? So then we just let it happen? I'm guessing that if I'm there, and, I'm not all that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If I'm there, there's a parade for black, white, or whoever grabs that freaking killer off this guy instead of riots and looting and burning.
I mean, imagine, though, Frank, just so you know, that incident right now, was the absolute fire starter that has started, that basically is everything responsible for what's going on right now. Can you imagine that?
Well, you mentioned earlier today, right? There's been Atlanta, there's been here, there's been there. Those father and son who
Ahmed Aubrey, yep.
And there's somebody there taking a video instead of saying, "Hey, look at it, if they're not going to." Well, look at it. I don't. If it were my brother, my father.
Oh, whoa, no, whoa. Time out. Okay, time out for a second. Now you changed it. Now you said my, brother, your father. Well, that's a whole different story. Then it's like right away, you're talking about somebody that that you don't know, that you could get in trouble and go to jail. That's all. Now you change it and talk about it's your family member. Oh, you go right out. Like, exactly. You do whatever you have to do. I mean, that's, all bets are off on that situation. You changed it up a little bit. You changed it up. Mike's up next in a car. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Mike.
Thanks so much for talking about this, by the way.
Yeah.
It's important. And like you, I sincerely pray that tonight in Boston, that folks do it right.
Please.
Because there are even the family members of the victim, and this guy was a victim, my God.
No question.
The family members were talking about how they wanted a peaceful protest. They wanted some good things to happen, and then in comes these groups, Antifa's been mentioned, et cetera, right? But in comes these groups that, they riot for the sake of rioting. But the point I wanted to make is one of the things I'm a little disheartened at is I really do believe deep down that there's a lot of money to be made when all this stuff goes on. And I think it works against our ability to pull together as a people when you begin to hear stories about millions and millions and millions getting thrown at a community in reaction to something like this, but yet you never see that money end up in the hands of those that live in that community,
Yeah.
I think about Ferguson, and I think about, and please validate this for me, please, but, I remember some like $30 million being funneled to the Ferguson effort, and it paid for buses, and it paid for T-shirts, and it paid for banners. But when the dust settled, man, was there a dollar that ended up in one person's pocket in Ferguson? Was there anything that literally ended up in the wallet of somebody in Ferguson to help them?
Right.
And that's my point.
Yeah. No, it's a valid point. Good phone call, Mike. Thank you. Yeah, that's it's interesting. All right. The lead singer guy wants to comment about my lead singer comment. Dan in Brockton. What's up, Dan?
Yeah, sorry about that. I did take a...
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
All right, so what about Phil Collins taking over for Peter Gabriel?
Yeah, I forgot about that one too. Phil Collins, Genesis, much better. No question.
So yep. What about Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham taking over for Bob Welch and Christine Perfect?
That was an improvement as well. Fleetwood Mac, go your own way. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. No. Listen, there are exceptions, but you will not tell me that Johnny Van Zant taking over for his older brother, Ronnie Van Zant, is better for Lynyrd Skynyrd. Sorry. No way.
What about Van Zant, the little one, Stevie, for 38 Special?
I don't know. I mean, 38 Special. I mean, what, they got one-hit wonder from the 80s? Come on. Tom in a car is up next. What's up, Tom?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
A couple callers, cite some statistics, and you just have to, look at it in the right context. Yeah, there are more white people killed by police officers than blacks, but when you look at the population, it's, black people are killed 30 times per million, Hispanics 22 times, white people 12 times per million by police officers, and other people of color four times. So if you take it of people of color, you're looking at, they get killed by police 5 times more than white people. And so, yeah, police brutality is a problem, but for people of color, it's a really big problem. Plus, the caller who just talked about, you know, if you intervened, hey, I would love to think that I would have intervened.
Yeah.
But let's say the person taking the film was of color. If they intervened, there'd be two people.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Now, and they'd be able to say it was justified.
Yes, I know. I know. The bottom line, somebody needs to police the police, period. That much we do know. Abdur in Providence. Hello, Abdur.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I like the conversation. I think we're missing the point. I think this is all an economic issue. African Americans, we're not going to talk about immigrant blacks. I think sometimes you guys want to put African Americans together with immigrants. The average net worth for blacks in Boston is $8. The wealth of white Bostonians is $246,000. So you have to see the differences in economics. Our parents built this country for your people to come. Well, I don't want to say your people. For immigrants to come over and live in and make decisions for the descendants of slaves. We've been here. We are the copper color people that are on the penny. This is have nothing to do with police. Police are the slave patrols. They've been doing it for 400 years. We have to look at this as an economic and give us our reparations that is due. Now, let's see where the conversation goes, because once you mention reparations and evening up the playing field, if we would have got our money 246 years ago, we would have got our money. We would have been the richest people on earth. We would have been the richest group in the world.
Yeah, but Abdur, regarding this situation, this is a situation that man, George Floyd, should not have been killed, period.
No, of course. I mean, of course not. But again, what about right now in Boston? They got that little boy pinned up against the wall doing the same thing. We are talking about the things that we see. When my mother used to catch me and I go in the room, I always used to be like, "Wow, I'm glad they didn't catch me for doing that." You know what I mean? I look at what I was really doing and what she really saw.
I got
you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think we're looking at the things like, oh, you know, this is what we're seeing. Of course, there are groups that are going to, you know, push white supremacy. This is a white supremacy nation. It was built. This is the foundation. We all know about a foundation. We all know what a foundation is worth.
Yeah, Abdur, we're up against it. I appreciate your call. We could do a quick rapid fire here. Josh, go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Mark. Hey. Just want to get this point to you, and then I'll get off. But here's why I'm reluctant to feel bad about the looting of big corporate businesses or destruction of businesses. And I'm not condoning it. This is why I'm reluctant to feel bad about it. And it's because, who do you think has a bigger voice when it comes to law enforcement reform? Do you think it's the single citizen in Minnesota with one vote? Or do you think it's the corporate lobbyist funneling money to politicians, or the local business owner that donates money to the police station so that they watch his business, more overnight?
No question. You know, big corporate. Big corporate America does have more.
Exactly. And they don't care about police brutality. They care about money. So if you start costing them money, and then maybe they get in the ears of the people who can make the decision.
Now, what about the small business owners? What about the small business owners, though, who are independent? What about them?
Do you think that they have a bigger voice than, you know, someone in an
No, but I'm saying that should people vandalize small business for mom and pop stores? No.
No, but let's think about this, though. If the police know that, if we kill someone unjustly, our city's going to burn. You know, maybe, you know, if that's the predictable reaction, right? I'm not saying it's the right one, but if it's the predictable reaction of these people who are facing oppression, then they might be a little bit more careful. And those business owners might say, hey, I'm not going to donate this money unless you provide extra
training.
Well,
if you hit people, you're right. If you hit people with money in where it hurts the most, that usually seems to be a driving force. Final segment next, on the mark, off the mark. Don't go anywhere.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
David's up first. What's up, David?
I went through '70s when there was a lot of garbage going on with gas prices, and people stealing gas, and then went through the Rodney King thing. And I don't understand why people think they have to destroy and burn stuff down.
Marcia in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I thought, my God, that's an awful lot of advertisement you're doing there.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a shame that they couldn't have done peaceful demonstrations. When you got all these people like Antiva and all those that inciting, this is violence. You know, this is a riot. This is not, that's not protesting, you know, calm and quiet. And I feel bad for George Floyd, what happened to him. But he was a peaceful man. I think he would be totally against what's happening right now.
Dan is up next in Cranston. Hey, Dan.
2020 is already the winner in the clubhouse for the worst years of probably pretty much everyone's lives, you know, considering what we've gone through in the first, not even halfway through the year, you know, 5 months.
Jimmy is up next in Saugus. What's up, Jimmy?
I sure hope things don't get any worse, especially in Boston tonight. And if there's a song that would fit for it that you should play in the background with the riot, it's called Student Demonstration Time by the Beach Boys from 1971 Surf's Up album. It goes, there's a riot going on, there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. It's student demonstration time.
Hello, Larry.
Everything I see going on between the violence is ridiculous. And, you know, us as, you know, citizens pretty much, you know, trust the police, you know, to maintain order and to keep us safe. And when we're seeing things like we're seeing on the news, and it's a reoccurring issue, that black men are being killed while in custody of these police officers. You know, it's becoming a problem. People are enraged, mad. But the one thing is, again, back to the point that we, you know, as citizens of the United States, trust the police, you know, to keep us safe. That's the problem, is the police are not holding each other accountable for what's going on.
It's a great point. And Larry, you know what? We haven't mentioned that enough today. It's an amazing point. Hey, Lisa, what's
Hi
up?
There.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. So I just wanted to make a point that they're not protesters, they're anarchists. You have a right to peacefully assemble, but once you start burning stuff and beating people and blowing up police cars and assaulting the police, you're a criminal. But I think that he's under pressure because I think he knows what's happening. I think he's being under pressure to let things flow the way they flow. And you know what? We were all under lockdown and $300 fines for not social distancing and wearing a mask, this, that, and the other. And all of a sudden, thousands of people can gather to trash our cities. That's okay. People can't go to work and open their business. They get arrested. But it's okay to loot it. It's okay to smash and grab and set it on fire. But it's a crime to open your business. I mean, let's really take a step back and look at how political this is right now.
Ryan is up next in Canton. Hey, Ryan.
All the rioting that's happening and all the stuff, it's not just one race, one religion, or anything. Everybody has their own views on certain things. But you're supposed to live life like God says, no matter what God you believe in. Says you're supposed to be good to one another and live life like brothers and sisters and neighbors of each other. So some people like, okay, we can say Muslim and everything, but certain people get blamed. Now, the people who are rioting are dumb. They're just stupid for doing what they're doing because they're taking away from what the actual reason why people are protesting.
Amen. Amen to you on that. Yes. All right, great job by Brian DeFelice with that and the whole show, as always. Appreciate everybody calling, listening, texting. Don't forget, change your life to follow my neglected Instagram account. Maybe I'll actually post Mark James Talk, M-A-R-C James Talk. Don't hold your breath. But if you're going to protest tonight in Boston at 6:30 down in Roxbury to the State House, please do it peacefully. Let's show the world how we do it here and do it the right way. The ferret himself, Brian Barrett. It's coming up next from 1 to 4. And stay tuned for him. Have a tremendous Sunday. Be safe. Be responsible. Be well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.